I'm Sarah Sherborne, and the character I played was Agent or Urgent Grace. And she was the girlfriend of Crabtree, played by Arthur Bostrom, his love interest. One of the reasons I was cast is because Arthur is 6'4" and they needed a tall actress. So I am a tall actress, about 5'9", and I was at university with the director of those episodes, and he knew me, and he knew I was doing comedy work at the BBC and that I was tall. So he asked me to come in and meet David Croft and Jeremy Lloyd for an audition. He just rang up one day and he said, "What are you doing this afternoon?" And I said, "Nothing much." And he said, "How do you fancy coming up to the BBC for an audition for 'Allo 'Allo'?" And I said, "I'd love it." And so I went, I did my reading. And at the end of it, David Croft said, as I went to give him my script back, he said, "I think you'll be needing that." So I'd got the job. So the first bits of filming for my scenes were done in Norfolk, in a place I think they did lots of their filming, might have been Swaffham, something like that. And it was filmed in a field because there was balloons with the airmen in them, and funny business with pigeons flying about. Oh, I think we're also in some kind of old house, but I mean, it was mainly that we were in fields. So that was where that was done. And then other bits of filming were in the studio in Wood Lane. And that was the part, the wedding scene. So that was all interior, though I think it probably looked as if it was outside because it was all meant to be in a marquee. It was lots of fun working with all of the cast because the rehearsals were all at North Acton BBC rehearsal rooms, a very, very large room. And we ran all the scenes one after another with the different actors in each one, and we could watch the rehearsals, and I mean it was extremely funny, and it was a little bit like a family because everybody was there. I mean, not everybody was there all the time. You ran your individual scenes, but then when you did your final run through, it was very nice working with the crew, and I particularly knew Sue Hodge because I'd been in a production of Peter Pan with her at Colchester Mercury some years before. So she was a friend of mine, and you know, she introduced me to everybody, and I felt very at home straight away. And Arthur was very pleased to have this new love interest. So he was very welcoming, and he has remained a great friend. Well, I have to say it. I'd have to say it's Crabtree, it's Arthur, because you know he is so funny. I love the really weird language. He's been writing books now, How to Spook French, and I think just that element of the way the speaking is hysterical. I mean, all the characters are great, but I think since he was the person I worked with most, and we also went on to Children in Need, and we sang "You Say Potato and I Say Potato," only we said "Potuto" and "Petito." So he was, you know, a great friend and is a great friend and was lovely to work with. I think the most exciting thing that I could share was the sheer thrill of walking into the cafe and saying good morning with the studio audience and the absolutely huge laugh. It was amazing. I never experienced anything like it. So I think it was the studio audience already so into it before you really even did anything. And then once you did your lines, you got this fantastic response. It was really enjoyable. I'm not quite sure how they're worked out, but each time it's on, and it's on all over the place in all different countries, and included on Yesterday, somehow the figures clock up. And each year the BBC will let you know which episodes have been on and if you've got any repeats. So you would get a yearly check, not for very much, but a little bit. And since it's been going on for many years, it's, you know, quite a nice little installment into the bank account. Sadly, I wasn't, but I think I was really quite near the end of their writing that she appeared and that Grace came in. And I was always hoping that she might be written in more stuff, but I think the writers changed. And I think it was Jeremy Lloyd who mainly wrote for the agents, and he went off and wrote something else. So nothing really happened. But of course I did go on to Children in Need. So that was a kind of spin-off. But no, sadly, that was it. And thanks for asking me, Andrew, and good luck with the project, because I know the programme, well, Allo Allo makes lots of people very happy. And, you know, it was a pleasure to be part of it.